you. Okay, next case, please.
The next application is 11812. Sherry Gebbia seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare facility, sections 115-83.6C and 115-210A3E of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, approximately 0.75 mile east of Harbison Road. The 911 address is 26850 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison. The zoning district is CR1. The tax map is District 235. Map 30, parcel 58.05. Again, it's a special use exception for a daycare. We did receive 21 letters in support, one of which included 14 signatures in support. We received no letters in opposition and no mail returns. Thank you.
And Ms. Cornwell, you said there was 21 letters in support?
Correct.
Okay. Might suggest we just, if they've, I know there's some that I think we, the board may have received, but maybe pass those down so they can be looked at. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Hey, Sherry Gebbia. My home address.
Whatever address you prefer to use.
26324 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Do you much blank to the board? Do you? Request.
Yes.
So they knew.
So we are asking for a special use exemption to run our daycare center at the old Donut Connection on Harbison, in Harbison on Lewis Georgetown Highway. There's going to be no adverse effects to the neighboring communities. Next to us on one side is Harbison Business Park, and there are quite a few businesses in there that signed a petition saying they didn't mind a daycare being next door to them.
Okay.
On the other side of us is an open field, and then there's Peachtree Acres.
Mm-hmm.
They also signed the petition saying they wouldn't mind having a daycare next to their business.
Okay.
Behind us is just a field, and it butts up to the railroad tracks. So I don't think there's anyone around us that's going to mind having little children there.
Okay. So you've got, I see you've got hours is going to be 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. just Monday through Friday?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. And just birth to 5 years old?
Birth to 5 years old, so little people.
Is this new? How many are you going to be having? Is this new, or you're just how many children are you going to be having?
There should be 65.
65.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Employees.
19.
19 employees.
Yes.
Okay.
Parking.
There's ample parking.
Ample
there.
Parking.
Yes.
Is there a fence then behind it for the kids?
Yes, there is. There's a big fenced-in play area. The Office of Child Care Licensing has already been out and done their inspection. We passed with flying colors.
Okay. The square footage of the building meets those requirements too?
Yes.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Any further questions?
Nope.
Okay, I'm sure.
And is this to be a temporary or is it a long-term plan?
No, this is our temporary location where we came before you guys back in February. To get our long-term building, our final location. And due to some weather and other things, the building was held up. So this is just a temporary location for us.
How long do you anticipate needing it?
God willing, and the creek doesn't rise. We should be there, I would think, no later than, we're hoping, September 1st.
Oh, so very soon.
Very soon, yes.
Great, okay.
So within a year, you're going to be...
Within a year, you're going to be okay,
if everything goes all right.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Mr. Chuck, any further?
No further, thank you, Mr. Chuck.
Excuse me, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Wow. One, keep them up, please. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, is anyone here that is in favor would like to speak, or just a show of hands? Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11812. The applicant certainly has given us enough information to that the it's going to operate sufficiently, and also the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Got a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11812. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11812 is approved, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.